Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Does anyone actually know the rest of the words to that song?
I was about cooking something up with me.
All right.
That is literally all I know of the song. Hello, welcome, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good day, good morrow to you all. Good afternoon. Welcome to episode 24 of the Hit the Wall podcast. Last week was meant to be episode 24, and I think I put up a video saying it was episode 24, but it actually wasn't. It was a bonus episode.
It's like episode 23A.
Yes. or B for bonus. So episode 24. Thank you to the couple of people who commented about last week's episode. It was quite a personal one, I thought.
Yes.
But needed, I think. I think I needed to shout at myself out loud, because as I was running, I was shouting at myself internally and I had to get it out. And I think it's worked. Although I've had a bit of a mare since the run last week, because I went and done a 5K on Monday, and I had a little bit of a groin problem as I got to kilometre number 4.
Settle down.
So I've had a few days rest, and what way to get back on the horse than to do a half marathon tomorrow?
Absolute psychopath, if you ask me.
Well, I've looked it up, and apparently it's fine to do. But I'm not going to go mental. I'm not going to go crazy. I'm just going to do it nice and slow. Slow and steady.
Wins the race,
and is also fucking knackered at the end of it. Because it's taking ages. But I'm aiming to do it in 2.5 hours. That would be a nice time to do it in. If I can do it any quicker than that, great. But I'm not going to try hard. I'm not going to try and go for 2.5. I'm just going to run and see how long it takes. But it's going to be a half marathon distance.
Fair enough.
Yes. And then kick on from there, hopefully. Because my groin, you'll be glad to know, is feeling much better.
Well, that's good.
It's a nice groin again.
Nice groin again? Did you say that sentence?
I did just say that.
And there go our three listeners.
What's that?
And there go our three listeners.
That's all right. Well, maybe lose some listeners when we talk about horse racing in a little bit.
Oh, well, that's controversial, isn't it?
Controversial. So, yeah, let me just see what I've been taking notes off, because I've been taking notes off running, because I've been very run heavy since last week. Because as you'll have known, if you've listened to the podcast, we started off and the first few months of it was pretty much just us talking shite for half an hour, and we'd covered about 2 to 3 minutes of running.
Yes.
But now that we're getting to 6 weeks to the marathon, I'm starting to take it a little bit more seriously, going on longer runs, and I'm also researching the actual marathon by going on YouTube and going on like runners' YouTube pages and seeing how they cope with it. And it's giving me the fear, because the videos of people who have managed to do the run, in the background you can just see people who look much fitter than me, really struggling. But what a lot of the videos have said is, because the Edinburgh Marathon starts at the top of the hill and it goes down to like pretty much the first, I think it's the first like 5 kilometres, is all downhill. There's hardly ever a bit where it goes on an incline. A lot of people think that they'll just use up all their energy right at the very start, because it's downhill, it's easier to go faster.
Mm-hmm.
We're not to do that.
Okay. Just
take it easy.
I feel like you've been looking at videos on YouTube of runners more than you've actually been running.
Technically, yes, I have this week. Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing. But it's got me motivated again, and I actually cannot wait. I've been carb loading today. I've been to the shop. I've got some electrolytes. I've got some energy gels. I've even got a water bottle, because it's going to be a long one tomorrow.
I've even got a water bottle.
Buzzing for it. I'm going to make pancakes in the morning. And have a big breakfast. And then it'll be good to go. Can't wait. How about you, Amy?
Fine, thanks. I'm not going to be running.
No.
That's for sure. Not. I didn't do that.
No. Do you think you'll ever run?
No. Why would I? No. I run about enough after children. No, thank you.
True. True. We... Is that all the running chat done? Oh, I was going to talk about tapering as well, so you can continue reading the paper.
Well. No, I'm not reading the paper. We have a paper because of the Grand National tomorrow, and I like to have the sweepstake. And I'm just perusing the paper for an interesting story to tell yous. But can I just say something? How good does a paper smell?
Paper. Hey, like papers smell good. Although every time I smell a paper, I'm always taken back to like.
It smells good.
I'm always taken back to my paper rounds when I used to, because I used to go into the newsagents at like 5:30 in the morning or something, and that would be the first thing you would smell as soon as you go in. And you had to go like through the back of the shop, and you just had tons and tons of papers.
So did you get really dirty hands?
Oh, you could smell, yes.
Because you always get ink on your hands with the paper.
Yeah, you just had to deal with it, I think, because if you washed them before you went out your paper run, they would just get dirty again.
£1.40 for a paper these days.
£1.40?
Is that like, I don't know if that's good.
Oh, yeah, I was going to talk about that. How dear are papers?
Well, £1.40 for this
remember
one.
Remember, it used to be like, I would never buy the Sun anyway, but the Sun was used like 10 pence or something.
Actual?
Aye. Used to be 10 pence.
Here, on this subject, I was in the sweetie shop the other day, the ice cream shop.
Uh-huh.
And they have like, so it's like the best ice cream shop in the whole world, but they have like pick and mix sweeties.
Coyas in Armadale.
Yes. And I was looking at the background, like behind the till, while he was like ringing up the ice cream. And individual sweets, you know, like one, like a 5p mix,
one
you would
P
get
sweets.
5p.
Yeah.
Or you get 5 sweeties or a 10p mix or whatever. Individual sweeties were ranging from 4 to 7 pence.
That's ridiculous. For the tiny wee frog things, the wee foam frog. I mean, they used to get the like the love hearts that Haribo do, but they were frog shaped. And had like the yellow bottoms.
Nah, don't remember the ones.
Nah.
But it was the ones I like, the pink and white fizzy bottles, like the bubblegum ones. 4 pence for one of them. 7 pence for a wee circular smiley face thing.
That's ridiculous.
I was like, what is the world coming to?
Used to be
20 pence max used to get you 20 sweets.
Maybe Freddo's used to be 10p. They were £40 for a Freddo.
No, they're still like 25p.
25p, yeah.
Anyway, I was fuming.
Yeah. But aye, papers are really expensive. £1.45 for the Daily Record.
Shocking.
Yeah. We're talking about... What was I saying there? Oh, tapering. That was it.
Tapering.
Tapering. We got from tapering to papering. Now we're back to tapering again. So, what I was going to do was next week, I maybe said a couple of weeks ago, I was going to do my longest run. And that was like 5 weeks before the marathon. I've decided that's a silly idea. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to do a half marathon next week rather than the 33K that I was planning on doing. And then I'm going to do a proper taper from 3 weeks. That's when you're supposed to do it, and then work back from there. And that's my plan. So that'll be. We've only got like 7 episodes left before Hit the Wall comes.
Oh, I'm so
end.
Upset.
How do you feel about that?
So sad.
We're going to
miss it so much.
What I want to do is for the week the show after the marathon will be the last show, and we'll do like a wee celebratory things. I want to do what we've done in the Christmas episode and have a few drinks.
Okay, but we're not recording it on film because that was a waste
of
time.
No, we're not filming it. We're not filming it. No, 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 nope, no. Not a chance. Right, so that's all the running chat done, and that's nearly 10 minutes. Must be a new record.
3 minutes of that was discussing sweeties and ice cream and the price of papers.
Yeah. We've done enough. So, horses.
Ugh. Horses? Horses.
Grand National tomorrow, or today, because you're listening to this tomorrow.
Or yesterday.
Which is today.
Oh, the winner was number 34, yay!
But it'll be interesting to like listen back on this and see if any of our predictions were right.
That would be weird.
So have you got the sweepstake?
Nah. Oh, yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Have you? Actually. Oh, yeah, you do. Cool. Right, so...
How is it only 34? I thought it was 40 horses.
No, it's, when I looked it up earlier, it was 34.
There you go.
So we're going to choose, what we'll do is, because we've got like a family sweepstake, so we pick horses at random, but I think we should pick two each.
Oh, we always do a wee flutter on a two or three,
we'll say,
don't we?
We'll say two each, and then if we fancy a bonus one tomorrow. Well, the kids
will want horses too, to be fair.
What's that?
The kids will want horses as well.
Yeah, but I mean for us. We'll pick a couple for us.
All right, okay.
So who do you fancy out of those horses? Which of those horses do you fancy?
Well, I haven't seen their jumpers.
I've got it on the BBC website.
Well, you're better with the paper. No,
but you kind of see the jerseys.
I like to pick from their jumpers and their numbers.
Jumpers and their numbers.
And their names.
I go for by names. Yeah. I might choose number 9, because I think number 9 is called something quite cool.
Number 9 is called Statler.
Statler. Yeah.
Sounds like a stapler, or like is it not Statler? Like Statler, is it like a stationery thing?
No, is Statler not one of the Muppets who does the heckling? Statler and Wardolf.
Not a clue.
I never really watched the Muppets. So yeah, I'm going to pick number 9.
Okay.
And then I think there was one called Mr. Incredible.
Yes.
I think that's going to be my second. These are not hot tips.
No.
I think Mr. Incredible is like 40-1.
No, he's 12-1 on this.
12-1.
Yeah.
It's Statler.
50-1.
I'm going to stick a fiver on him. 100%.
Well, I'm going to go for
one of the ones.
The gopher.
What?
The gopher is one of them.
The gopher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely like, go. For
I'm going to go for the gopher. I might have to say that because that's funny.
Is
I like the sound of
the
limerick.
Gopher, is that his name?
The gopher, yes. What are you struggling with that for?
Just a weird thing. Weird thing to call a horse.
Or what about adamantly chosen? 50-1, but I'm adamant. I'm choosing him.
That's what people are going to say tomorrow.
That's what people will say.
Yeah. Loads of people will say that.
Anyway, I'm drawn to Limerick Lace.
What?
Limerick Lace. I'm drawn to that.
Limerick Lace.
Oh, for Christ's sake, what's wrong with you? Limerick.
Limerick Lace.
Like the place in Ireland.
All right. And
like
then
a
lace.
Wee funny rhyme. Limerick.
Like a haiku?
No, what is with the haikus? No, it's a high horse. Amy, back next week.
Amy first heard of a haiku like 2 weeks ago. And
it's been
like
everywhere.
Five times since then. People have talked about haikus. It was one in Taskmaster last night. And right, so,
or 3 nights ago, depending on when you're listening.
Right, so I'm going Stadler and Miss Incredible. You're going for Limerick Lace.
Yeah.
And
I haven't decided because I only seen the horses like 2 minutes before we started this chat, so I haven't really.
It's because you started reading the paper. Did you see any interesting stories, by the way?
My God, one thing at a time.
All right, go for the horses.
Needy. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I haven't seen the jumpers.
All right, okay. Do you want me to show you the jumpers?
Yes.
Okay, get the jumpers up. Edit
I
point.
Like the sound of Mac Totty, but he's only 50-1.
There you go. Riley wants number 4 because she is 4. So that is Capodanno. And it was getting her to say it earlier, and it was quite funny. Capodamo. And I was like, nope, Capodanno. Capodamo. Nah.
Who was the winner last year? Did we find this out?
It was one of them.
Yep. Oh. Korak Rambler was the winner last year.
Ramblers, I remember it. Remember that? Remember when it was...
Oh, I like Statler's.
Remember when it was COVID 4 years ago and it was a virtual national?
Yes, I won that.
You did?
I'm quite lucky with the national,
that
to be fair.
That was bizarre, wasn't it? That must have been fixed. There must have been companies involved in that.
I mean, I think
millions.
They just pulled a video out of the back catalogue of a race night and went, we'll go with this one.
I mean, it certainly didn't look like that. It's like all computer generated and weird and I think that was dodgy. I think it was definitely I think a lot of people benefited from that. A lot of rich people benefited from that. I think it was fixed, but that's just my conspiracy theory mind.
Well, I quite enjoyed it. I won it.
I enjoyed it. I'm just saying that I'm just bitter because I didn't win anything. I did win enough 33-1 horse once. I was going to put £2 in it and only put £1 in it. It was raging.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Yeah, I've only won like twice or something.
This one's got like a Scotland flag, but it's called like Galia de l'Etou.
That's just difficult to say.
Something French.
I'm going to go with that one.
Nah, I'm probably going to go with the gopher because I quite like the gopher's top. Oh, I've lost it.
So the gopher and Limerick Lace.
Maybe.
See, I remember
we're
no, it now.
We're not saying for definite. I don't like to be pressured into making these kinds of decisions.
Well, we'll know what next week's episode will either be really rich or really poor, or we'll have made like a fiver or something.
Probably, and then bought like a Chinese the same
night.
Those
are the options. Did you find a funny story in the paper that you wanted to talk about?
No, because I wasn't prepared.
All right. I've got a question that I wanted to ask on the podcast.
I mean, there is an unfortunate story about a family who travelled to the Rangers game twice.
Oh, yeah, because the Rangers game was called off twice.
Dundee versus Rangers.
Bloody Dundee.
A Rangers mad father and son made a second mammoth trip from Wales for the ill-fated clash with Dundee, only for the game to be called off again. So, like, I mean, why are you coming for Dundee versus Rangers? Like,
aye.
If all the games you could come for.
And if it gets called off once, you would just aye, say, I'll
like,
maybe go again in a few months.
Aye, it's not like you're missing, like, a Champions League clash
game,
or something.
It is.
Thomas Fish and his boy Ollie travelled, so a six-year-old, it's a long way for a six-year-old, first travelled the 10 hours from Merthyr Tydfil to Dens Park on March the 17th before it was postponed due to a waterlogged
pitch.
Apologies
to any Welsh listeners if that was the incorrect pronunciation.
That is Merthyr Tydfil.
Okay.
Club sponsors Rhino Express and Pipeline Energy Solutions found out about the story and offered to pay for their travel and hotel for the rescheduled bout on Wednesday. However, as they crossed the Forth Road Bridge, it was announced that the game had been cancelled for a second time.
I bet the company's like, nah, you're not getting it a second time, guys.
The dad says, Thomas said, the pitch seemed to be waterlogged after a sneeze.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about, I hate talking about football and stuff on things like this, but did you hear the excuse that the Dundee chairman or somebody gave? Global warming.
Global warming.
Oh, sorry, climate change. He blamed climate change for the state of the pitch. However, Dundee famously share a street with another stadium.
Yes,
they're actually
Dundee
in
United.
A lower league than them.
Yep.
And their pitch is spotless.
That's hilarious.
Dundee United's pitch. I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm no expert on the workings of football clubs, but you would have thought that maybe Dundee would have maybe said to United, can we maybe just use your pitch, please, guys?
Aye, like, surely.
Because it's literally across the road.
Hmm.
Bit daft. So I wanted to put a question to you, and it was based on a conversation that I heard on another podcast. I sort of made this question up. They were talking about the apocalypse, right?
Okay.
And in fact, you know how a couple of weeks ago we were talking about annoying things that we find in TV shows and movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I've noticed that annoys me about apocalypse movies and apocalypse TV shows. Is you know how they're always like watching the news, and like,
yeah.
the news presenter is like doing a countdown to the end of the world.
As if you'd be sitting watching the news.
No, as if you'd be presenting the news.
Very true. Right?
No money in that. You couldn't pay me anything because the world's about to end. You couldn't pay me anything to just sit and read the news while there's an asteroid heading towards Earth that's going to destroy everybody. So that annoys me.
Some people
me.
Love their jobs.
So this question that I've got for you, right? Imagine the scenario, right? You're in the pub, surrounded by all your mates, right?
Sounds
all
great.
Your friends, childhood friends, friends from work, everybody. I am at home with the two kids.
Okay.
Right.
Sounds like a good scenario.
You are in Glasgow, which is, I would say, probably about, it would take you about 45 minutes to get from Glasgow to here.
Uh-huh.
Right? The apocalypse is in 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
Right? Do you, so you know that the apocalypse is happening, right? It just comes on in the news when you're in the middle of the pub. You're not
you're
expecting
watching the news
it.
In the pub.
You're not expecting this news. You're in the pub and it comes through that the world's going to end in 1 hour.
Yep.
You're 45 minutes from home.
Yep.
Do you stay in the pub and get steaming because you're about to die anyway, and just ride out the last hour of your life absolutely steaming so you don't really care. You get to a certain steaming point where it's yep. just like anything can happen. Or do you find a way home and spend the last 15 minutes with your family?
Home, 100%. That's not even a question. I knew you were going to... Nah.
Nah.
You obviously think the opposite.
Well, no, I'm kind of torn with this. I think it's quite a good question because the world's going to end anyway, so you're not really going to see anybody after the apocalypse, and you're already there. You're already steaming out your nut. So you're not going to care.
I think I would sober up pretty damn quick. No, I'd be home with my children.
Okay.
Well, you obviously are trying to get to the pub desperately.
What if you were 59 minutes away?
I don't care. You're a psycho. You're actually a psychopath.
Yeah. I mean, it's never going to happen. It's just a hypothetical situation.
Uh-huh. Well, we came where you would be if it was the other way around, obviously, without you having to say it.
Let us know what you think. hitthewallpod@gmail.com or let us know in the comments on the Instagram page.
This was actually discussed at work on a night shift a few months ago.
What, the apocalypse?
Yes, and what in like this kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it that... So I can't quite remember. This is going to get really dark. But somebody said something about like how they would kill their children.
Whoa, fuck.
Like, because, like...
not expected to go no, that dark.
What was the scenario again? I think, like, not like in a violent way, but, like, with, like... There was something about they would kill their children and because they know their husband wouldn't be able to do it. And then, like, so that they didn't suffer the trauma of it all. Just, like, all lie in bed and go to sleep together and, like, whatever. Take loads of pills or whatever. I don't know.
Just don't tell the children. The children aren't going to care. The children aren't going to understand.
But then this sparked a big discussion about whether, like, well, what if you survived it in the end? Like, what if you didn't die?
Yeah.
Anyway, I hate these. No.
That's horrible.
Well, your kids are going to die anyway, so what does it matter? You're just getting the pub steaming and don't even...
That's worse than what I said.
No, but it was in a, like, to protect them from the trauma of it.
Right.
Like, and the... Yeah. So they just, like, all, like, drug them with something so they would just fall asleep and basically.
Oh,
like,
right.
You know, like, they would all just go to bed, like, take something, and right. then all just go to bed, and then, like, so they didn't have to go through...
Right, okay.
...the trauma of it. But then this person was like, well, my husband wouldn't manage it. He definitely wouldn't be able to do that, so I would have to do it.
Whoa.
I feel like you're being... thingy to judge that when you've just basically said that you would just stay in the pub and not care about seeing your family for one last time.
Yeah, but at least I don't get to see it. At least I don't get to
see it's self-centred.
Well, good thing the world's not going to end soon.
I think this is the difference between men and women in general. Without like over, it's not like a blanket statement, but I do think the men think about themselves and their needs. Like, yeah, and that's their first that. Like thought.
Probably agree with you on
and
that.
Women think about everyone else's needs first.
Yeah, but I think when it, I mean, that's just me sitting on a couch saying that for laughs, but
for lols
in the actual situation,
this conversation's been hilarious.
In the actual situation, I think I would probably come home.
Uh-huh.
In the situation, anyway, I'm sick of staring at this picture of Disprin on the telly.
Disprin, I used to get that. My gran used to put that in an iron brew for me when I was like five.
What is it? What is
aspirin? Aspirin. It's like a dissolvable aspirin.
Right.
Disprin. I'm assuming that's what it stands for.
Is aspirin like paracetamol?
Aye, kind of. It's no, but it is. It's a blood thinner.
Blood thinner?
Well, it works as a blood thinner, but it's not for...
And why do you... Right, I'm going to sound really stupid, but I just don't know. What do you need blood thinners for?
I mean, why are we getting into this on a podcast?
Because I'm interested.
I mean, I'm no medical
person.
People
might want to learn.
So, like, people that have, like, strokes are caused by, like, sometimes caused by blood.
Thin blood?
No. Thick blood. Yes, clots in the blood.
Ah, so it's...
So, like, if you've had, like, a stroke-like episodes or mini strokes, then you get put on long-term blood thinners to loose or, like, to prevent your likelihood of blood clots. That's like one example, but not then sometimes they're not caused by, like, we could get into a big story here, right? Sometimes strokes are caused by blood.
Why did your gran feed you the aspirin then? When you
she
were
didn't
young?
Feed me it, like, for fun. It's like aspirin. Aspirin's just like, it's like a painkiller as well, but it also works as a blood thinner, is what I'm saying. So, like, it's a painkiller. Like, I'm not medical. We have medical friends that listen to this, and I'm going to get messages being like, you talk shite, right? Which is probably true anyway. But Dispirin was a painkiller. So, like, when I was a child, used to get, like, Dispirin for kids. And it would...
Kidsprin.
No, it was called Dispirin. And she used to dissolve it in iron brew, which is clearly, like, I'm guessing not the 2024 regulation and how to give it. But I'd be, like, five, and I remember, like, drinking this iron brew, like, with, like, like I had a horrible, you know, like a Lemsip taste.
Aye.
When you're just, like, ooh, like, shuddering, drinking it. But if I wasn't well, I would get Dispirin. Junior Dispirin, that's what it's called.
I think, like, medicine is pretty cool. Like, see, if you take, like, what I don't understand, right, is when you take, like, a paracetamol for a sore head, right?
Uh-huh.
It goes down your throat.
I know what you're going to say, and I agree, but you crack
it
on.
It goes down your throat, but then it's meant to relieve your head. Like, how?
Cause I know, like, how does it know where about in your body to go? To wherever the pain is. Like, how does it know?
It's mad.
It is mad. It's because it's in your bloodstream.
If anyone wants to explain that to us.
Well, it's clearly because it goes into your bloodstream, which goes all over your body. So it's basically doing the same thing to all over your body, but it targets the pain.
Mm.
That's why I don't agree with these stupid things for, like, oh, here's special paracetamol for your period pain. Special paracetamol for head pain. Like, shut up.
Yeah, the paracetamol, if you've got that, it'll target that.
Aye, it won't, because it's exactly the same like stuff, but it's like £6 rather than 60 pence.
Yeah.
It's been a very serious conversation.
Cool. Well, that's us. We've discussed running, we've discussed the apocalypse, horse racing.
Junior Dispirin and killing your children.
Yep. Been a heavy one this week. Heavier than last week, I think. Thank you very much for listening. That's been the Hit the Wall podcast, episode 24.
Is it? Is that genuinely ending?
Well, you said half an hour. We're at 28 minutes.
Okay, good. I'm hungry. I would have liked a bit of toast.
All right, cool. Well, we'll speak to you next week.
Will you?
I might. What I'm going to try and do tomorrow is I'm going to try and do a little vlog post.
Vlog?
On the Hit the Wall Instagram page. So keep an eye out on that. I'm gonna go through how I'm gonna start the morning, how I'm gonna prepare for the big run, and then maybe do a couple of wee videos when I'm out the run, just to vlog it.
To log it and vlog it.
Log it and vlog it.
Quite the little.
It's gonna be my
online butterfly these days, aren't you?
I'm trying. Trying my best. I am a bit raging watching all these running YouTube videos, and I think what the podcast could have been so much more than this.
Alright.
It's okay, I'm just joking, I appreciate you.
Right. Are you blaming that on me?
No, I'm not blaming that on you.
We need to have some serious conversations after this podcast tonight. Like,
do we?
Yes.
Alright, about because of the apocalypse stuff and that, or my choice of horses.
Just about a lot of things.
Okay. Do you want to sign off your usual way?
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Bye.